Hi, I'm Georgia.
And I'm Amanda.
I have bipolar 1.
And I have depression.
Welcome to
Going Loco,
a podcast where you don't have to go loco alone.
We got you, boo.
Think of us as a companion podcast to your next mental breakdown. Do we think mental health is serious?
Absolutely.
Do we need to be solemn about it?
Absolutely not.
Are we going to be PC about it?
Not a chance.
So all the lunatics, the psychos, the cray-crays, the mentals, the kooky peeps, the nutsos, we see you, we hear you.
We are you.
Are you low? Are you high?
Come as you are.
And we'll be here discussing all things mental health.
Welcome.
Ding, ding, ding. Generic trigger warning. Okay, so we both hate trigger warnings and we swore black and blue that we wouldn't do a trigger warning. So here is our trigger warning. This podcast is about sad things. This podcast is about when you're having a shit one. But mostly this podcast is about having a laugh because Amanda and I never fail to find the laugh. So there's some dark laughs, guys. So, to the trigger warning, if you're a person like us who likes to stamp it all down real deep and then you can't read or hear about certain topics for fear it will completely crack you open and you're afraid you'll never stop weeping, if you would rather shit yourself in public than cry, firstly, hello, you're one of our people. Secondly, here comes your warning that today's podcast touches on some rough content around mental health.
Crazy than a pair of shit arthritis, Georgia and Amanda. Head miles, frequent flyers, Amanda and Georgia are going loco. Come with us and go loco too. We're going loco. No need to go loco.
Episode 21. We're getting there, Georgia. We're getting there. We're double digits. Yeah, 21. Official age of maturity.
Yeah, the podcast apparently is an adult. We've brought an adult into the world.
Oh, I love that. Good on us, because I was never going to bring a human one into the world. And foster it to it gets to 21. No chance. I don't have that skill set. It's no good. Georgia, what's been going on?
Look, what do you think you might find in my Google search history this week? Go back and have a scroll through. You will find a search for a realistic fake ear. That's what you'll find. Do you want to know
why? This is a finger all over again, Georgia.
Yeah, body parts.
Yeah, you and body parts. What? Why do you need a realistic ear?
Look. So my middle child, Raffy, really loves to flick Roman's ear. Just loves to walk past it, loves to touch it, loves to...
He does. Roman's got really nice ears.
Nice, soft ears. Yeah,
they're lovely.
But Roman doesn't like having his ear flicked.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah, why? Why? God. So I've said, you know, I'm trying to redirect the ear flick. So
you're going to get a fake ear? Did you find one?
We found one, yeah. But it was
excellent. Did you get it from Japan? Japan has one of everything, man. Yeah, yeah. Seriously, I go to Japan and they've just got such a huge population. And if someone has a stupid idea, it gets up. Because even if 1% of the population buy it, that's huge numbers.
It was going to take 2 months, though, to arrive. So I was like, it's too long. I need a shorter tenor.
That is so great. I love that.
What about you? What's been going on in your world?
Georgia, I've got a story for you, mate. Oh, you're going to like this one. So Brian and I, we go to Coles, just trot off down the road, sniffing every single tree. Well, I didn't. He did. Every single tree on the way, barking at, you know, lunging at passing buses.
Great.
As he does. He's a mongrel to walk. Anyway, we get to Coles. Great. Time up. He's got a harness and a little harness, so more comfortable. And a lead, obviously.
Yeah.
So I just tie him up out the front, which apparently you're not allowed to do, but whatever. Yeah, apparently it's a thing. You're not allowed to do it outside supermarkets. Anyway, that's an aside. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Everybody else. So go inside, and I'm talking to my best friend Michelle. Hi, Michelle. Anyway, so I finish my shopping. Yeah. I've got a missed call, but I'm like, oh, I'll just call back. Anyway, I say to Michelle, oh, I've got to get off the phone because I'm just, you know, just while I'm paying and stuff. Don't want to be rude to the cashier.
Yeah.
So I come out, and then I think, oh, you know, I'll pick up some beer on the way.
Yeah.
BWS is just outside, you know. But I said, I'll duck my head outside and see if there's any, you know, just say to Brian, you know, just give him a bit of a, hey, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Go outside, nothing. Just a lead.
Oh,
and an empty harness.
Oh, Amanda, no.
No dog.
No, fuck.
Anyway, this guy, close by, coming out of the ball shop, he's like, hey, are you looking for a dog? I was like, yeah. He's like, he's inside Coles.
What?
Yeah, the missed call was from Coles to let me know that they have Brian. He's inside Coles.
What?
Yeah. And so I'm like, going inside. You know, going back inside Coles, this guy's like, you looking for a dog? I was like, yeah. And they're like, yeah, he's at the second last aisle, the pet food aisle. Oh. So what he'd done is come inside Coles and he'd gone to the pet food aisle and they have a self-serve, like where you can just get snacks, like in a bag, like a bit of a choose your own, like you do at the movies with the lollies. And he was just helping himself to the snacks.
Oh my God.
What a muggle of the dog. They're like this. You know, they're like, oh, he's so cute. They're like, he was such a good dog. I was like, well, clearly he's not. Like, he's just busted out of his harness, like hulked out of his. He actually just
through.
He slipped out the back of his harness. It was a bit loose, and he just slipped out the back of it. Yeah. But Georgia,
what?
He had help, okay? Because picture this: he's outside, shimmies out of his harness, decides he's going to go help himself to snacks because he's a thief. That's what he is. A bit of B&E.
Yeah.
Breaking and entering. But there's two sets of censored doors.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? So someone let him in the first set of censored doors. Didn't think anything. Because he's not tall enough. He's had help, Georgia.
Yeah.
He's planned this.
He's planned it.
Yeah.
Someone's just let him piggyback in on the back.
100%. Like, yeah. Inside. And just be like, oh, there's a dog. That's unusual.
Yeah.
Didn't think, maybe I should stop the dog.
Where's the owner?
Yeah.
Where's the human that goes with this dog?
Yep. The human was trying to buy beer. I didn't even get any beer. Oh, he was in so much trouble, that dog. Yeah.
Far out.
So that was my eventless, eventful trip to Coles.
Was he hard to capture once he was in there? Was he like, or he was just sitting by?
No, because he was hoeing down on snacks. Like, I had to be like, what do I owe you? But you can't because you're supposed to weigh this. Oh. But he'd already eaten. So I just had to walk of shame with my bloody dog out there. Yeah. Just dragging him out and he was very resistant. I was like, I don't want to leave. Why would I leave? People are staring at me. Why is there a dog here? Like, I failed at dog owning that day because my dog is a thief.
He's a shopper.
He's a shoplifter.
Yeah, he's a shoplifter.
He's been caught stealing. But they let him get away with it because he's cute.
How long were you in the stress? Like, were you like, oh my God, where is he?
Oh, no, because it was immediate that people. Yeah. I was stressed because he was tied up near the car park. So I was like, he's either run off onto a main road or he's wandering around the car park. And he is a big black dog. So when I say like people helped him.
Yeah.
I suppose if I saw a dog trotting through, I wouldn't be like, I wasn't going to take him down.
Are you?
Yeah. He would have ignored you anyway.
Yeah.
He had snacks to steal.
Snuffed them out. Yeah.
So that was my week.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it was a bit much. Like, it was a Sunday and I was having a really relaxing Sunday as well. So I was really like, really excited that I'd just taken some time and not planned anything so I could have a relaxing, and then Brian just ruined it.
Brian.
I love your pod dog, but you're testing my limits, mate. You're testing
my
limits.
You're a terrorist.
Yeah, absolute terrorist.
Absolute terrorist.
So that's my week. Let's get down to it. All right, Georgia. So any ideas for topics this week?
Well, I've come across, you know, I've been doing a bit of researching, a bit of reading. And I've come across this sort of new psychological concept. It's very, very new, very recent, and it's called having boundaries.
Never heard of it. No idea.
What is it?
Yeah, what is it?
What? Boundaries?
Okay. Yeah, how did it come up?
Well, so look, my psychologist is a lovely woman and she's got a lot of good things to say, but I can't do what she's going to do without putting on a psychologist's voice. I'm sorry about that.
But you're not taking the piss out of her.
I'm not taking the piss out of her, but I just can't do it without doing the voice.
Yeah.
So it came about that, I don't know how we got there, but eventually my psych was just like, so what do you notice in your body when you think a boundary is being crossed? And I was like, wow. So I'm at the point where I don't even, like, it just seems so elemental to me that I don't even know what a boundary, like, I have to go back to that basicness.
Yeah, that's okay.
Do you think it is? I was like, fuck, is that how far gone I am? Like, I can't I
don't
even know what it feels like. We have to go to, what does it feel like? Like, can you notice your boundaries being crossed?
Yeah. Well, I'll go back to what's a boundary.
Yeah.
even more. Like, could you give me an example of what a boundary is? Would be great. Yeah.
But, yeah, so...
And then I'll tell you if they've been crossed, and then I'll tell you how it feels. That's where I'm at, Georgia. No, I think that's the work.
That's the work. Okay,
going to a psychologist.
I'm just unfamiliar with it all. So
yeah, I like that because I'm like, oh yeah, I never even thought about that. No, really? About having boundaries.
Yeah, boundaries. Yeah. What? And look, I've got three kids, as you know. So like, it's just boundaries are needs. Your needs are colliding with your kids' needs, with your partner's needs constantly. Yes. It's just like a collision of needs. So basically it came about and I was like, oh yeah, I can think of one thing and it involves boobies. So look,
all good things do, George.
Oh yeah. So my lovely 2-year-old is still breastfeeding, which is fine. You know, this is the longest out of any of my kids that have breastfed, and he's still, you know, still all about it, which is fine. But he does this thing when I'm putting him to sleep. So I lay down with him to put him to sleep where, you know, he'll have a feed on one boob, which is fine. But he likes to grab the other boob and just hold on, have a bit of a tweak of the nipple,
oof,
which I do not enjoy. And that was when I was like, oh, yep, boundaries. What does it feel like? And I can feel like the tension like rising in my chest and like feeling tight in my neck. I'm like, I do not like this feeling. But if, you know, if this is going to take 15 minutes and then the kids are asleep, then I've been putting up with it.
Mm.
But I'm like, well, what do I do? Because when I try and, you know, like say, stop or no, like put my hand there, he's like, and he'll start like crying. I'm like, I just can't deal. I just, at the end of the day, I'm just like, no, you can tweak my nipple, you know, until the cows come home, if you'll go to sleep, you know, like, so fuck.
This is such a weird conversation to have because my boobs have always been just fun bags.
Yeah.
They've never transitioned. Like when you have kids, they transition into like
fun bag and.
Yeah. Fun bag and milk.
Food.
And food, yeah. Yeah. And then they transition back into, hopefully they transition back into fun
bags. Well, they do. They do a dual role, like when they're fun bags love and that. Food, they're like it's dual.
I haven't heard that a lot, Georgia. I'm not gonna lie. Good on you, on your stew. I'm a monster.
No, this kid is boob obsessed. Like we were watching. This is a bit of a random story, but we were watching Titanic the other day, and like the scene came up where Jack draws Rose, and you know, and Roman, like Rose is laying there on the settee, and Roman goes, ah, boobos. Like he's a boob man.
He's a boob man.
Yeah. So I don't know what to do about. Yeah, like so I've felt the boundary being crossed, and I'll be interested to see at my next psych session what I'm supposed to do about it. I guess that's where we're going to. I'm going to have to do something. But what?
Yeah, because we don't know. When George and I established that we don't know what boundaries are, and we don't know how to set them.
Don't know how to set them.
So we thought we'd have a bit of a discussion about boundaries because I do think it's an important part of mental health. Because turns out, Georgia, I've got a definition of boundaries.
Give it to me.
Yeah. Turns out setting boundaries means prioritizing your needs and practicing self-care.
Oh, like what I hear.
Without feeling guilty.
Oh.
Sounds impossible.
Yeah. Say what?
Pretty much. Yeah. Yep. No. Don't know how to do that. Do you think you have good boundaries, Georgia? Or are you just getting tweaked all over the place?
Everyone's just grabbing onto my nipples like crabs with their little crab feet just hanging off my nipples.
That's the first thing I do when I see you. Tweaky nipples. Hi, George. Tweak.
All right, Amanda, if you're masked. Like, if it's going to keep you happy, like.
God damn it. Again.
Yeah. Everyone just going for my boobs. Nah. Yeah. No, I don't know. No, I don't think I do have very good boundaries because I find it really uncomfortable.
Mm.
To say, I need this, I find it really hard to articulate my needs. Yeah. Yes. But I must have some boundaries because I, yeah. What about you? Do you?
Oh, zero boundaries. Yeah. I'm fuzzy around the edges, mate.
Yeah, I'm so I'm
not even an outline.
Just a ragdoll. Like just.
Yeah, just like doing whatever everybody says. Like if you say, if you invite me somewhere, I say yes. Like yeah. I don't feel that I can say no a lot of the time.
And so how does that play out for you later on?
I'm fucking exhausted all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. I feel discomfort. I feel like I'm letting people down, but then I see other people set boundaries.
Yeah, and I'm like,
oh, that's incredible. Like I see someone saying no to something, and I'm like, oh, didn't even occur to me that you could.
Yes, and then when I see someone saying no, I'm like, oh well, yeah, you can, and I don't have a problem with them doing it. I'm like,
boundaries are for other people. That's
what I think. Yeah, same.
Other people can do it. But I can't do it. And that's about, maybe that's about valuing. I think that comes back to the self-care, isn't it?
Yeah.
A, like knowing what your needs are. Like yes. Rest.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like I was talking about the Sunday, like last Sunday, Brian ruined it for me. Right. I really need to discuss with him my needs and your those boundaries. Are, please don't become a thief while I'm trying to have a restful day. Yeah, and, you know, a part of self-care, like, if someone invited me out and I just was absolutely
shattered,
I'd still man up.
Muster
and,
it.
Yeah. I'd still front up and be like, no, you have to because you can't let them down.
And what do you think behind that is like? They're going to fear, they're going to reject me 100%. If I don't give them what they need.
Yeah, yes. Or that what they want from me.
Yeah, what they want from you.
Yeah. If I push back,
I'm going to get rejection.
Yeah. It's going to be rejection. Yeah. They won't love me anymore. Yeah. Everyone else is allowed to do it, but I'm not allowed to do it.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
I'm not allowed to say that's not okay.
Hey.
You're not allowed to say
that's not okay. And I think for me with, like, say with having kids, like the minute that they start growing in your belly and then to the birth, to the feeding if you breastfeed, like, and just the sleeping, like it's a constant, like, your boundary. Like they basically wear you down to a nub and you are reformed just by what nipple. They need. Just a nipple. They wear you down to just a nipple. Oh my God.
It's just constant drinking. Yeah.
I've been worn down to just a nipple.
Yeah.
And now I've tried to regrow as like a reformed human. Yeah. And I don't have any boundaries. I'm just.
Yeah.
Just a fucking nipple.
That is brilliant. I can see that. I do recall other friends being like, I just want to go like a whole day without being touched.
Yeah.
Just touching me, little hands touching me. Yeah. I was like, that must be insane. Whereas like, because I live alone, I was like, God damn, I just need someone to give me a hug. I haven't been touched in days.
You're like, Georgia, please just tweak my nipple.
Yeah, please. For the love of God. I've been working from home. I haven't seen anyone all week.
Come on. Jesus. Bang, bang, bang.
So what discomforts have you got around setting boundaries? So mine are mostly fear driven.
I think
mine. Also me trying to uphold what I think other people think of me.
I think it's the same. Like, I fear I don't want to be in that position where I know that the response I'm giving them is like I'm not giving them what they need, and the discomfort of having to deal with that. So I'll just go with, what do you need? I'll give you what you need.
Yeah.
But then, I guess the cost you pay is that resentment can build. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I did do a bit of reading about boundaries once you brought up this new concept for both of us. So it's
B-O-U-N-D-A.
100%.
I think too, we can...
okay. So, go.
We can often sometimes... Probably the anticipation and maybe what the other person's response can be is probably we anticipate it to be much worse than it probably will be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like we overestimate that they're going to be disappointed, angered or...
I have had some experience where I've tried to set a boundary or explain why I might not want to do something.
Yeah.
And I haven't had a very good response. Like people have been like, well, I'm still disappointed.
Yeah.
And then I'm immediately like, oh, people please, people please, people please. Yeah. Then just get on with whatever it is that will people please them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in setting boundaries, there has to be. Yeah. It's not, I don't find it easy.
I find it extremely uncomfortable. That's why I don't do it. And probably don't have enough practice in doing it. Like probably if I tried to start doing it, then you would practice the muscle of, you know,
being like, here it is.
Here it is. This is what it is, you know. But if you don't do it, it's just, it's not your go-to. It's not your automatic kind of response. So it's like, it seems so foreign because it's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, but then the resentment is so bad and it can get really bad.
Yeah.
And I can get very angry about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then if I'm not saying what it is that I need, I'm not actually giving that other person an opportunity to rectify that. So that resentment is actually just in my own head.
Yeah, you're doing...
Great way to do miles.
Yes, 10 miles. When, you don't actually know what their response will be because you've never said it. Like I think there was a podcast I was listening to where they were talking about something with their partner about like wanting to say that I think their partner wanted to spend heaps of time with them, but they were like, no, I actually just want some alone time. Yeah. And they were feeling quite resentful about that, but they'd never voiced to the partner that they just need a bit of alone time. They still love you and still want to be in the relationship, but I just need a bit of time to myself.
Just fuck off.
Yeah. But not being out, just not saying that. And then the resentment of that building. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I would be like that as well.
Yeah.
I just want to spend like 2 nights a week max. Yeah. Just I've got too many things to do.
Just need to fuck off. Permanent part-time on your books.
Yeah.
Permanent part-timer.
Love that.
Yeah.
I might pitch that on my profile. I don't know if that's going to go down well. I don't know what kind of riffraff I'm going to bloody invite with that. All right. Okay. So check this quote out. Okay. When you avoid conflict to make peace with other people, I don't set a boundary, you start a war within.
Yeah. 100%.
You're like, I shouldn't have to do this. I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Stupid. But then you're smiling and doing the thing.
Yeah. And then you come home and you're like, why the fuck? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Why the fuck didn't I just say something? So I did a bit of research actually from our friend. Well, she's my friend. I don't know if she's your friend. Old Brené Brown.
Brené.
Yeah. Social researcher. Did a TED talk on vulnerability. Mm. Love that. She said that sometimes when we set boundaries, that comes with a loss or a sacrifice. Mm. So I feel like I'm not
fear's
wrong.
Fears abounded.
That fear.
Absolutely.
But then she says if you're actually setting that boundary, then you're opening it up for, it can become a space of compassion.
Okay. Compassion for yourself? Or?
And for the other person as well. So, for example, if someone is behaving badly,
yes,
right, you can be like, instead of just putting up with that, okay, so say someone's like, every time they come over your house, they're pissing on the floor in the toilet. That's such a weird example, but I did have a friend who had a friend that did that.
I'll try and stop pissing on the floor. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you did have a friend?
Well, this is a true story. He would just get really drunk. These couples would all hang out together, and this guy would like just get really drunk and just like couldn't aim properly. So my friend was always having to clean up fucking piss. And men's piss smells worse for some reason. But she never said anything. And she would just like be seething that she was mopping up this piss. That's a really extreme example of setting a boundary. But I guess the way
like a low bar, isn't it?
It is a low
bar. Stop pissing on my floor.
Can you stop pissing on my floor?
That's all I ask.
But she didn't say that.
Yeah, because you don't.
Yeah, she didn't want it. Maybe she didn't want to embarrass him.
Yeah,
it's awkward and it's uncomfortable. And also it requires maybe him to like drink less or aim better or whatever you need to do to not piss on the floor. But she was saying the conversation, you know, okay, so she doesn't have the conversation and set the boundary.
Yeah.
Therefore, he can never rectify his behavior.
No.
She's got, she can't let go of her resentment about it. And she can't have a conversation about like maybe like why are you getting so pissed that you can't piss straight. So it does create an area for
conflict
for compassion.
Compassion.
Yeah.
By allowing that person.
By setting a boundary, you're saying you can't treat me like this, and so you're opening up a space where you actually can have a proper conversation instead of just ignoring it, letting it build into resentment.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. Do you think that's a
Yeah, I think it's really true. If you never say anything, which I think is what happens, then the person doesn't know. The person probably has no idea of what they're doing.
That you want to punch their face in rather than stop pissing on the floor. Not hard.
I don't know if this is an example of a boundary, but so look, this one comes up around me realizing I've got ADHD, right? Yeah. And Stu kind of realizing as well. And it's kind of been a constant source of tension over the years about how to loading the dishwasher, right?
Like how to do it or how to do it. Doing
Stu,
it?
Stu, oh, yeah. both.
I see you, George. I see you. Sorry.
That's too good. We'll concentrate on the loading of it.
Yeah, good. Great.
Yeah, so Stu has a way of doing it, and apparently I always do it wrong every time, right?
Yes.
I was like, first of all, you know, what if I told you there was two ways to load a dishwasher? Like, blew your mind. But apparently there's one way. But and I'm like, you know, I've told you over years that I forget. I don't know. And he's like, oh, but I get it now. You actually just, like, if I was to ask you now, you don't know. You wouldn't be able to say how I like to load it. And I was like, nah, no.
Is that because you don't care?
Well, I don't care.
Sprocket face. Strikes again.
And he's like, I actually thought you were fucking with me. That you were doing it the wrong way deliberately. And I'm like, mate. Like, when I say that I forget how to do it, I mean I do not have that information in my brain. Like, it is not there. And he's like, I think I finally get it now. And then I was like, yes. And I'm like, I'm sure I've told you that, I don't know, I forget how to do it, but it obviously wasn't.
And he literally thought you were just doing it just to piss him off.
Just fucking with him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but like.
That must be a nice realization for him. Because he's like, she doesn't hate me after all. Every time he opens the dishwasher, he's like, oh, fucking George is mad again. Shit. What have I done this time?
He's rearranging it.
What are you doing? Are you sending him subliminal messages through your dishwasher packing?
I don't know. But it was like a big moment. And
compassion.
Yeah, understanding. And he was like, I get it now. You forget. You don't. When you say you have forgotten. You have genuinely forgotten. And I'm like, yeah, that means that I couldn't tell you how to do it, like how you like to do it. Like,
also, there are two ways to pack a dishwasher.
There are, thank you.
Yeah. My mum's very good at packing a dishwasher. Is she? Oh, she did not fucking nail it. Like, I'll be like, oh, dishwasher's full. Mum's like, is it?
Oh, and she'll rejig it. Yeah.
It's a fucking talent.
Skill. Mate. Yeah, I'd take a dishwasher right now. Like, pack it anyway.
Yeah.
Pack it any way you want, mate.
Please don't make me do the dishes. Okay, Georgia. All right, I've got a bit of a story about. I did actually set a boundary recently.
Yeah, tell me more.
So, as our listeners would know, and you would know, Georgia, I'm doing some work in construction and considering going to get an apprenticeship, which is a fucking huge financial blow.
Yeah.
But also, just like, Let's get on the job, so to speak.
Get on the tools.
Yeah. Not on the job. Hashtag day in life. Woo! So get on the tools.
Yeah.
Anyway, super sensitive about it because for two reasons. One is this a crazy idea?
Yeah.
Am I just being... And I have had some pretty crazy ideas in the past.
Yeah. You got four. Yeah.
I do have four. Yeah.
Too.
So I'm doing it slowly by working with my brother, seeing if I actually like it before I go out and buy like $3,000 worth of tools and
testing it out.
Yeah, testing it out, which I think is what normal people do.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah, before they make a huge career change.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, like super loving it.
Yeah.
Everything. Also, the second thing is people love to, because it's carpentry that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Note that sentence, carpentry interested in.
Not. Do you want to be an electrician?
Do
you want to be a plumber?
Why don't you be a fucking...
Why
don't you... Because it's cleaner work. And it is...
Is it physically less?
Yes, it's definitely physically less demanding. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's a ticketed trade in a way that you can't... That carpentry isn't.
And
it's also better paid.
Right. That's a point there.
Yeah, there's some solid points there. But in my head, I'm like, that's like saying... I'm not interested in it. That's like saying to someone... Oh, why don't you be you know, why don't you be a waitress if you want to be a chef? Like, it's the same industry, but it's a completely different ballpark.
Yeah.
Like, you're not even in the same ballpark.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
The other thing is being female and mature age.
Okay. Yeah.
So, a few barriers there. So, I'm a bit sensitive about it because, you know, like, as soon as I say I want to do it, people are like, here's a million reasons why you shouldn't.
Jesus.
And I'm already unsure about my own decision making because of my flightiness.
Yeah.
My past flightiness.
Yeah.
In particular, my older brother sometimes likes to give me some helpful advice about how the world works. And I do value his opinion. I guess because he's the oldest brother, we've always like wanted his respect and approval and stuff like that.
So
he's
a bit of,
absolutely. Yeah. So he's a bit of a figure like that in my life.
Yeah.
So therefore, if he says something, even though I know rationally I shouldn't take it on board, sometimes when he says something, even flippantly, it can be. It cuts really deep and it rattles me and whatnot. So. I didn't want anyone, any of my family members telling him that I was looking into an apprenticeship or that I was looking into do this. I'll just make my own way there and get halfway through my apprenticeship before I tell him, kind of thing. Prove myself first, kind of thing.
Like sneaking out in your overalls.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. So I'm like,
don't look at me.
100%. Sitting on the couch wearing high vis and at my sister's house and he popped over.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh God, I have to have this. Oh. It was like the elephant in the room because he knew that he knows what's going on and maybe that I didn't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Anyway, so he turns to me and he says, we're sitting on the couch next to him, turns to me and he says, I heard you're doing some construction, you're looking into being a carpenter.
Yeah.
And I'm like this, Georgia, I turned to him, literally put both my hands up, like faced him, put both my hands up in the air and I was like, we can have this conversation, but I need you to be very gentle with me.
Yeah.
I said, I don't want to hear, you know, A, B, C, and D. I said, I'm happy to have this conversation, but I don't need criticism.
Yeah.
I don't need your opinion. I don't need anything from you. If you want to have this conversation, just we can, but yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, the conversation went quite well.
That's a boundary.
It was. I set a boundary.
That
was fucking the most uncomfortable thing I've ever done.
You like physically have to put
put my hands up.
Here it is.
I was like, I cannot have your wall of negativity about what, you know.
Yeah.
Or your sly digs at me.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
And he was fine?
Fine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, I wouldn't say fine.
Okay.
He was very careful. He took it on board.
He took it on board. Well, that's...
Yeah, and he was careful with it. He only had one dig.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I was like...
One dig's all right.
Yeah. So that's good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Instead of like taking me down.
Oh.
Yeah. And he doesn't mean to.
His way.
It's just his way. And I think he's fearful, like, you know. And I think a lot of people are like... It does make more sense to go and be an electrician, but I'm not going to have a career change this late in life without...
Being interested.
Genuinely interested in what I'm doing. Yeah. I feel like that just goes hand in hand
with
a career change.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good, setting a boundary.
Yeah.
I can see how it could be useful.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to walk away from that conversation, undoing the work.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Were in the moment, were you anxious and were you like...
Absolutely.
How did it feel in your body, Amanda?
Yeah, I was like tense because I was waiting for... Well, I've already set the boundary. You know, I'd already said in this conversation, please don't talk about this or approach this topic in this way because I can't hear it.
I can't hear it.
I'm not open to hearing it like that.
Mm.
And then when the conversation actually moved on and had the wider group... Another family member started in about how it's hard to get a job and blah, blah, blah. And I just got up and went outside.
Great. So you just removed yourself.
I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
Not having this conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm not listening to this. I can't hear this. I don't want to hear this.
And I'm just going
to
walk away.
Even if your points are valid, I just...
Not interested in listening.
Pretty much. Setting boundaries.
Love that for you.
Yeah, so avoid.
just walk away.
Yeah, love it. Just fucking walk away from it. So... She had some points about how to...
Brene.
I fucking love this. These are the 2 points about how to practice setting boundaries.
Okay, yeah, a how-to guide.
A bit of a how-to guide. One was to rehearse
setting boundaries. In front of the mirror. No.
Yeah.
No.
It's my nipple. Yeah. My nipple.
I will not. No.
No, no, no. The other one. The other one is keep a resentment journal.
Mate, I've got one in my head.
Yeah,
I've got it.
What would you write in your resentment journal?
Oh my god, mate!
Excuse would be unpack the dishwasher wrong again today.
She's trying to fuck with me.
Pissed on the floor again.
I'm sorry, Amanda. I'll stop pissing on the floor.
Thanks, Georgia. I appreciate that.
Jesus,
you bloody pisshead.
Yeah. Can't even sit on the doll, just falling off. Look, I don't know. Yeah, I could write a lot of resentment or feel.
Do you reckon that would reverse engineer where your boundaries are and where you need to set boundaries? Like what you feel resentment
maybe
about?
Maybe it's a way of, finding out how it feels to have boundaries. Yeah, maybe it is a reverse.
I just made that up then.
No, I actually think you might be onto something there.
Yeah, because when I think about like people be like, oh, you need to set boundaries.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just don't know where that would be relevant in my life.
I don't know. I look at other people having boundaries and, like, sometimes it just makes me laugh. I'm like, oh, I don't know.
When boundaries go too far.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, oh, yeah, like.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about, so if we're talking about setting boundaries means prioritising your needs.
Yeah, and why do I find that? Like that obviously.
You think it's selfish, don't you?
I must. So if I'm going to laugh at it, like I must.
What do you mean by laugh at it? Let's unpack that one a bit.
We're talking about other people in our lives setting boundaries. Yeah, I think I must correlate having boundaries with being a bit of a difficult person. And I think because I'm generally pretty easygoing, go with the flow, that I'm like, oh, that feels so jarring to me I don't know. Like I've literally done a personality assessment through work it was.
Yeah.
It's called the DISC assessment. It's you get put into like you're a D, you're an I, you're an S or a C DISC.
Yeah.
I think I was an S, which is like the primary social drive for this type of person is social cohesion and getting on. Like so that's just like my top.
Yeah, that
driver.
I can relate to that.
Yeah.
So therefore you're gonna put everyone else's needs first.
Yeah, that's my primary drive in a social situation is cohesion.
Yeah, it's to make sure everybody's everybody else's needs are met.
Yeah, whereas the other one, like one of them, the I one I think is social needs as well, but they're like more out there and kind of outgoing, whereas the S is more reserved. And I think the D is dominant.
That's me.
More information based, though, not socially based. Yeah. And the C is like information based as well, but not so dominant. So, anyway, yeah, I guess if you put me in a situation and my primary drive is social cohesion, that's always where I'm gonna feel comfortable being. I don't know. Is that what's your? Yeah. Would you be able to recognize what your primary kind of drive in it?
Yeah, in absolutely.
The same social cohesion.
Yeah.
And I think probably in our society, especially for women, women are rewarded for being accommodating. So probably maybe
yeah,
women
absolutely.
Generally feel that too. I don't know. Yeah.
I suppose maybe identifying what I do need first and foremost would be the first step.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. Hello, what? Yeah. Say what? Yeah. It would be, wouldn't it? Yeah.
I think when I see someone else do it, I think, oh, you're a selfish person.
Yeah.
And that is actually the worst thing.
Yeah.
Or self-centered maybe.
Yeah.
When you come back to that woman, you know, the female thing.
Yeah.
And it's not to be self-centered. Yeah, but I don't want to be selfish. I don't want, like the worst things I could be is selfish.
Yeah, difficult.
A difficult person.
Yeah.
Causing conflict.
Yeah, conflict. Or, massively conflict avoidant. I am.
Yeah. Making anyone else uncomfortable.
Yeah.
By asking them if maybe they could not piss on the floor.
That's a low bar.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll try.
Love that. this quote. Each time you break your boundaries in order to ensure someone else likes you, you end up liking yourself less.
Because that is what it's about, isn't it? Mm. I found that really awkward to have that realization that's like, that's what it's about. You're doing it because you have a fear of not being liked.
Yeah, if you don't do it. And shame around that.
Your primary drive is like getting that like, person. Like it's people pleasing, isn't it? Yeah, which is like an awkward sort of... I mean, I guess there is some value to people pleasing. Like there is, but yeah, it feels icky to realize that's your
primary thing? Good. Yeah. Oh, we're all good at something, aren't we?
Yeah.
But when it gets into the resentment category, that's when you meant, and being a mental health podcast, that's when things start to get
problematic. Yeah.
Because not only are you feeling resentment, but also like the things that I am saying yes to, I guess, are prioritizing taking care of other people rather than taking care of my own needs. And thinking I actually think it's absurd to put my own needs first. Like, I find it an absurd notion, like, which is fucking hugely problematic.
I know, it's almost comical.
So don't be ridiculous. Like,
what?
Or when I see someone else do it, I'm like, oh, you're a weirdo. I'm like, are you an only child? That's what I think.
How are you doing that? How are you actually making those words come out of your mouth?
Yeah.
Like, doesn't it hurt to get those words out? But they're just doing it.
Yeah, and they're not like...
And they're not...
They're not ashamed.
They're not ashamed by it.
Yeah, they're not ashamed of themselves.
I know.
They're just like, this is the way it is.
This is my boundary. And you're like, okay.
Roll on. But I guess the social cohesion in us will be like, all right, that person's got a boundary.
That person needs this.
Yeah,
and
there's
you
10
need
people
that,
in the group.
That one needs
those
that.
Those five have boundaries. The rest of us are just going to...
Getting their floors pissed on.
Yeah. Yes. Love it. All right. So, Georgia, you're going to go home. What are you doing tonight? Dear diary. Dear resentment diary.
Fucking diary. Today. Mate. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's
what I'm doing, guys.
Yeah. So you're going to give us an update next week.
On the nipples, on the nip-nips.
Yeah, how you went
there. Yeah, how does it feel? It fucking hurts, all right? It twangs.
And the...
Well, look, guys, I'll let you know how things go with, me boobies and me boundaries. But I think I might be having my nipple tweaked for a bit longer. Yeah. Just to keep the peace.
Well, but you can have a resentment journal so you can get it out.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know what's in your resentment journal next
week. Roman comes out for his 21st, and I'm like, for 2 years! I just got no nipple left. He wore it down to a nothing. Just gone. I've only got one.
You're at his 21st with just like, pull your dress down. You're like, this is the cost.
Look at this.
Sacrifice and having no boundaries.
No boundaries. And now I've got no nibbles. Anyway, on that note, guys.
Yeah, we'll probably love you and leave you.
Lovely and leave you.
Yeah. See you next morning. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you can believe it, we're on social media and plugging the shit out of it. Follow us at Going Loco Podcast on Instagram and Going Loco on Facebook. Want to join your peeps? Come and hang out in the Going Loco Lounge on Facebook groups. And look, you've probably never heard this before, but rate and review and chuck us 5 stars and we'll love you forever. Also, got a story about Going Loco? DM us on socials, shoot us an email or leave us a speak pipe on the website. You'll find all the links in the show notes and we'll be going loco fortnightly, so tune in.